Hello and welcome to our program today as we study from the Old Testament book of 2 Kings. I hope you'll get your Bible and turn to 2 Kings chapter 17. We're going to talk about the nation of Israel and how God allowed them to be conquered by Assyria. And it was for their punishment because they had been living like the world. And we want to examine this event in the Bible so that we can know how God reacts to people who sin. And this people is his people, the people that descended from Abraham. They had sinned, and God had warned them about this. And so we want to talk about this today from 2 Kings chapter 17. And this is, I've entitled this study, If You Act Like the World, God Is Going to Treat You Like the World. And that's how they were acting. They were acting like the world. And what we want to learn from this is, it's not a good thing when we act like the world. When we act like the world, God's going to treat us like the world. If we want to act like Christians and act like we're the people of God, then God will give us special blessings. But if we want to act like the world, God's going to punish us just like he's going to punish the world. Now, for a long time, the nation of Israel had worshipped idols. It began at the death of Solomon when the nation split. Rehoboam became the king of Judah, and Jeroboam became the king of Israel. The nation split when Solomon died because of Rehoboam's foolish behavior. And so Jeroboam took over the northern 10 tribes of Israel. 10 tribes, they became the nation of Israel. He was afraid that they would become united again and he would lose their following. And so he designed 2 golden calves for Israel to worship. And he put one in Bethel and he put one of those golden calves in Dan. And he made some priests to serve in those 2 places, to serve the golden calves. And God sent prophet after prophet after prophet to warn them. He sent Hosea, he sent Jonah, he sent Amos to warn them. Of course, there was Elijah and Elisha, Micaiah. These prophets were all to warn these idolatrous people to stop their idolatry, to give it up, but they wouldn't do it. And so then God started to punish them. He punished them because they were acting like the world. Now let's read this text of 2 Kings chapter 17. It says, in the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, there's one nation, it's Judah, began Hoshea, the son of Elah, to reign in Samaria over Israel 9 years. And so there are 2 different nations. There was Judah and there was Israel. And concerning Hoshea, it says in verse 2, and he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord. Now that's who counts. This is God's evaluation of him. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, but not as the kings of Israel that were before him. Against him came up Shalmaneser, king of Assyria. Now Assyria is the nation God's going to use to punish Israel for their idolatry. And the king of Assyria at that time was Shalmaneser. And Hoshea became his servant and gave him presents. And so they became a vassal nation. They became a nation under the control of Assyria. Verse 4 says, and the king of Assyria found conspiracy in Hoshea, for he had sent messengers to So, king of Egypt, and brought no present to the king of Assyria as he had done year by year. Therefore the king of Assyria shut him up and bound him in prison. You want to act like the world? God will treat you like the world. You want to dabble in sin and commit your life to sin? Well, you're going to pay for it. The wages of sin is death. So he was taken into custody by the king of Assyria because he wasn't being faithful to him. He wasn't giving him tribute. He tried to align with Egypt. He tried to get Egypt's help. And for that, he was punished. Verse number 5. Then the king of Assyria came up throughout all the land and went up to Samaria and besieged it 3 years. And so Samaria was a city that was the capital city of Israel. And so Assyria besieged it for 3 years. That's a long and bitter siege. They surrounded the city. It's kind of like the Alamo in Texas. The Mexican army in 36, I believe it was, surrounded the Alamo and laid siege to it and shattered it with cannon fire. That's what happened to Samaria. Assyria didn't have cannons, but they besieged it nonetheless under the tactics of that age. And in the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria and carried Israel away into Assyria and placed them in Hala and in Habor by the river Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. God took them out of this nation. He put them in the nation, but now he's taking them out. He doesn't allow them to be in the promised land. You're not going to act like the people of God, then I'm going to treat you like you're not the people of God. I brought you into the promised land, and I can take you out of the promised land. That's exactly what he did. He used Assyria to take his people away, and they lost their inheritance. They lost their lands. They lost their houses. They lost their freedom. They're not free any longer. They're under bondage to an evil nation, an evil ruler. Verse 7, 2 Kings 17, verse 7. So it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which had brought them up out of the land of Egypt from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. They began to act like the world, and God treated them like a sinful nation because he had put them in that land and told them not to worship idols, not to have any other gods before thee, but they did. And so God had no pity and no mercy upon them. They came under siege for 3 years and finally fell. And when they fell into the hands of the Assyrians, the Assyrians took them out of the land. God put them in the land, and God can take you out of the land because they had broken the commandments of God. Verse number 8, and walked in the statutes of the heathen, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel, which they had made. So they became idolatrous. That's why God had made the Canaanites, allowed the Canaanites to be conquered by Israel, because they were idolaters. Now the children of Israel turned around and worshiped idols, and now God took them out of the land. If you're going to act like the world, God's going to treat you like the world. And the children of Israel did secretly those things which were not right against the Lord their God, and they built them high places in all the cities, from the tower of the watchman to the fenced cities. The high places were where they worshiped their idols, and they made the high places. Verse 10, and they set them up images, that's idols, and groves in every high hill and under every green tree. So they were sinning everywhere. They filled the land with idolatry. And God got tired of it. God had sent messenger after messenger after messenger, and they wouldn't listen. They hardened their hearts. Verse 11, and there they burnt incense in all the high places, as did the heathen whom the Lord carried away before them, and wrought wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. You know, if you want to make God angry, just have some other gods. And that's how you make God angry. You want to do that? You want to worship other gods? That's how you make him angry. For they served idols, whereof the Lord had said unto them, you shall not do this thing. God had warned them about that. And yet they wouldn't listen. And the more they rejected the word of God, the harder their hearts became. And God sent droughts. He sent miracles and wonders. Remember when Elijah in 1 Kings 18 went up on Mount Carmel and called fire down from heaven? That's a great miracle. And yet they rejected these miracles. Then look at verse 13 of 2 Kings 17. Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and all the seers, saying, turn you from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law that I command your fathers, and which I set up to you by my servants the prophets. And so God sent messengers to warn them of destruction and of punishment, but they wouldn't listen. Verse 14, notwithstanding, they would not hear, but hardened their necks. That's what sin will do. Sin will make you stubborn, and sin will make you rebellious. Hardened their necks like to the neck of their fathers that did not believe in the Lord their God. And so because they didn't believe in the Lord God, they worshiped idols, they refused to listen to the prophets, God sent Assyria, and they made war against Israel, and they carried Israel out of the land. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he made with their fathers, and his testimonies which he testified against them, and they followed vanity, emptiness, and became vain, and went after the heathen that were round about them, concerning whom the Lord had charged them that they should not do like them. Don't do like the world, because then the Lord will treat you like the world, and that provokes God to anger. Now, in the Church of Christ, we must not be acting like all the other denominations, because they are not the people of God. Idolatry was not from God. They left all the commandments of the Lord their God and made them molten images, even two calves, and made a grove and worshiped all the host of heaven and served Baal. And so they became like the heathen nations around them. How sad. How sad, because God had been so good to them too. And yet they rejected God, and now they're going to be carried away into captivity by the Assyrians. And the idols that they worshiped have no power to save them. They thought the idols had power. But God's showing your idols have no power at all. Verse 17. And this is very sad to read this. And they caused their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire. That means they burnt their sons and their daughters as sacrifices to these idols. How very, very sad. How sickening that is, that they had become like the world. You know, today in our age, the world kills the unborn. They kill the unborn inside the womb. How sad that is. And that's coming from a people who do not follow God's will. Verse 17 says, and used divination and enchantments and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. God got angry. You're not staying in this land. I gave you this land. It's the promised land. It's your inheritance. But you begin to act like the world, and now you have to leave the land. Therefore, the Lord was very angry, verse 18, with Israel, and removed them out of his sight. And there was none left but the tribe of Judah only. Also, Judah kept not the commandments of the Lord their God, but walked in the statutes of Israel, which they made. And the Lord rejected all the seed of Israel, and afflicted them, and delivered them into the hand of spoilers until he had cast them out of his sight. When we act like the world, beloved, God is going to treat us like the world. And if you are going to act like the world, God's going to punish you. He's going to take away the things that he's given to you. And when this world comes to an end, those that have been living a sinful life, you're not going to have pleasantries any longer. God has told us from the very beginning to worship him. He is the God of the heavens. He is the God that's created the heavens and the earth. And God has sent messenger after messenger after messenger to teach us that. That's the compilation of the Bible. God has sent us his son. Now, are we listening to the word of God? They didn't listen to it. In those times, God sent messengers to preach, but their message fell on unresponsive ears. They did not repent. Their response was they continued to worship their idols. They continued to be rebellious. And it just got worse and worse. That's what sin does. It got so bad that they burnt their own children in sacrifice to their idols. That's the unthinkable. The unthinkable. And that gets God angry. God gets very angry. And it's in plain English. We can all read this chapter. There's no strange language here, hard, difficult language. God warned them through Elijah, Elisha, Micaiah, Jonah, Amos, Hosea. These all warned them and showed great love and concern for God's people. And yet they continued to worship the idols. They were warned of God, gave them signs, gave them fire from heaven, brought droughts, and brought calamity on the land to get them to repent, but they didn't repent. Now, what else could God do? Let me ask you that. What else could God do to get them to change? I don't know of anything else. He had sent messengers. He had performed miracles and wonders and signs. But in the end, they wound up losing their inheritance. The Assyrians carried them out of the land. They lost their homes. They lost their farms. They lost their vineyards. They lost everything. In the New Testament, we read of a parable that Jesus told in Luke 15. There are three parables there, but one of them is about a prodigal son. And in this New Testament parable, the prodigal son gets his inheritance from his father, and he goes into a far land, and he wastes his whole living on riotous living. He wastes everything, all of his money, all of his treasures, went down the drain, and he was left with nothing. It's what happens. When you live in sin, you're going to eventually lose everything. Fortunately, in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke 15, he was there in a pig pen. He lost everything. He was dirty. He was filthy. And the only thing he could do was eat with the pigs. He finally came to himself. So God's system works. He finally came to himself. When did he come to himself? When he lost it all. How did he lose it all? He lost it all through sin. He finally lost it all. He finally came to himself, and so he decided, I'm going to go back to my father. I'm going back, and I'm going to tell him I'm no longer to be called your son. I have sinned against you. Make me as one of your servants. So he got up, and he went home, and his father saw him coming from afar off, and ran and hugged and kissed him and hugged his neck, and began to give orders, kill the fatted calf, bring a robe, bring a ring, bring some shoes, put these things on him. And the son said, I've sinned against you. I'm no longer to be called your son. Make me as a servant. And the father just treated him royally. So he came around. He repented. That's what Israel should have done. Israel should have repented. But they wouldn't do it, would they? And so they were stubborn and they were stupid. That's what we learn. Sin can make you stubborn and sin can make you stupid. And sin can harden your heart. And though they received warning after warning after warning, they wouldn't listen because their heart got harder and harder. Beloved, don't let this happen to you in your life. Don't let sin into your life so that you harden your heart. They should have turned, but they didn't. They lost their land. They lost their houses. The Assyrians conquered them and took them away from there. And so we learn that God means what he says. We learn that God will punish and he will not have pity. He didn't have pity on them. And if you have apostasy started in your life, if you begin to apostatize and move away from God, stop it right there. Stop it quickly. Come back to God. Listen to God. Stop your apostasy early, because if you continue to wait and wait and wait and wait and you ignore God over and over again, God will eventually treat you like the world. He'll take it all away from you. Sin will take you further than you ever wanted to go. They didn't want to lose their land and their houses and their homes and their cities, but because of sin, they wouldn't listen to God. And it took them out of the land. Sin will take you further than you want to go. And I urge you to listen to God. I urge you to believe in his word. I urge you to listen to the warnings of God. And know that sin will be punished. And the sinner will lose everything. In the end, sinners will be cast into a lake that burns with fire and brimstone. Revelation 21 and verse number 8. God will cause you to be punished forever. You'll lose every comfort. You have comfort now, but you won't have comfort in the future if you refuse to listen to God. And I urge you to, if you're in a state of backsliding, if you are now in a state of falling away from God, stop now and come back to God. He loves you. He sent his son to this world to die for your sins, to take your sins, to take your punishment and the punishment of everyone in this world. That's what God did. And Jesus was willing to do that for you. What a beautiful Savior you and I have. We have a wonderful Savior. In the book of Revelation, some people were lukewarm. The whole church at Laodicea needed to repent of lukewarmness. And at the end of that rebuke, in Revelation chapter 3, beginning in verse 14 through 33, and in that rebuke, God says, I stand, or Jesus says, I stand at the door and I knock. I'm knocking on your door. If you'll let me in, I'll come in and I'll sup with you. You know, somebody's knocking on your door and you know them, a friend, knocking on the front door of your house. It'd be mighty rude to let that person knock and then not answer the door and not open the door and let them in. That would be mighty rude, wouldn't it? Don't do that to Jesus. Let him into your life. Beloved, if you're in the state of apostasy, turn back now. Turn back to God before it's everlastingly too late. Because if you act like the world, God's going to treat you like the world. and you'll be punished in the end. Everything will be taken away from you that God has given to you. Thank you for tuning in today. God bless you. I hope this lesson helps you in some way. 2 Kings 17 is what we've been reading today, studying from. May God bless your day, and may you always be faithful to the Lord. Goodbye for now.